This is a voice of truth, the voice of God's inerrant, absolute, unbroken, verbally inspired word. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, bringing you God's message at this time by our late Pastor L.R. Shelton. The message will be serving by faith. Last week we saw walking by faith, before that worshiping by faith, then the just shall live by faith. All of these messages are available in booklet form, free and postpaid, and we'd be glad to send you a title list if you'd like. But the message you'll hear today is Serving by Faith, and it's by the late Pastor L.R. Shelton, and I'll give you the mailing address and other information at the close of the message.
With your Bible in hand, let's turn to Hebrews 11:7. Hebrews 11:7. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Now, I would that we might read it again. Look, listen. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, did what? Prepared an ark. For what purpose? To the saving of his house and the condemning of the world. And he became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Well, Noah was a saved man when God revealed unto him that he was going to destroy this earth with a flood. Because in Genesis 6:8, we find these words, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of Jehovah God. All right, now that's a great statement, isn't it? A woman met me on the street one day and said, oh, if I could find grace in the eyes of God. I said, my dear woman, let me tell you one of the sweetest facts to my own heart, that I have found grace in the eyes of God. She said, how did you do it? Well, I told her the story of Christ and how Christ died for sinners and how God revealed Christ unto my heart. Now, how did God reveal Christ unto Noah's heart? Let me read you another scripture found in Genesis 8:20. Listen. And Noah built an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast, of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. Well, you said, now that was after the flood. That's true. But if he built an altar after the flood, Noah built an altar before the flood, because he found grace in the eyes of God before the flood. Well, how did God save him? When did he save him? He doesn't say. But he saved Noah like he saves any other sinner. One day, when Noah came to that altar and brought that offering, a lamb, brought an offering unto the Lord. There he stood at that altar with his hands upon the head of that offering. It might have gone on for some time, but one day, as he stood there with his hands upon that offering, Noah, it dawned upon Noah that he was a sinner, revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he was a sinner. Noah saw that that offering, that lamb, was a type of Jehovah God, the Redeemer, Jehovah Jesus. He saw Christ day and was glad. There, like Abel, he'd no doubt dropped his head in prayer and thanked God for the offering and for the forgiveness of sins. He saw Christ as his substitute. It was there that he laid hands upon the offering by faith and claimed Christ, Jehovah Jesus, as his substitute, as one who was slain from eternity, as his substitute, his sin offering. And God forgave Noah of his sins, pardoned him from his transgressions and his guilt, and imputed to him righteousness, and he became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Now, my friend, you realize that Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. It was there that Noah found grace in the eyes of God. My friend, have you ever found grace in the eyes of God? I have. It was there at the altar cross. It was there at the mercy seat. Christ, the Son of God, revealed to my heart by the Holy Spirit through his word that he was my substitute. I there saw my sins upon him who died for me. He might not have died for you, but he did for me. But my friend, he died for you, if you'll believe it. And there I saw my sins on him by faith. It was there that God imputed to me his righteousness by faith, and I became the heir of the righteousness of God in Christ, which is by faith. And so Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Then one day, God said unto Noah, listen, one day God said unto Noah, Genesis 6:13, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within, and without with pitch. All right, what did Noah do? Did he stand there and argue with God? No. The scripture says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved, how? With fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. So let's notice Noah's faith in serving God. You're saved by faith. You walk by faith. You serve God by faith. That's exactly so. I want you to notice this great truth this morning. Noah's faith, first, Noah's faith was based upon the Word of God. God revealed to Noah that he was going to destroy this earth with a flood. Now, my friends, how did he do that? The scripture says that God said unto Noah, God spake unto Noah. When? Scripture doesn't say. But maybe it was in the midnight hours as he talked to Abraham. Maybe it was in the twilight hour when the sun had already set in the golden west. Might have been in the dawn when Noah had arisen early and was meditating upon Jehovah God. Might have been in the noonday when Noah was out there in the field, or it might have been when he stood at the 9 o'clock offering there at the altar worshiping God. But sometime, somewhere, God spoke to Noah And Noah listened, and he said, "Listen, Noah, all flesh has come up before me. The fire of the earth is filled with violence, and I'm going to destroy this earth." That didn't surprise Noah. When you get saved, before you get saved, you come to realize that you're under the judgment of God, and that if you should get your just dues, you'd be plunged into an endless hell. When God saves you, you look around you. You wonder if anybody else is saved. You see the whole earth under the judgment of God. That's that way today. It wouldn't surprise me if God should not let judgment fall upon this whole earth any time. Listen, friend. Are you safe in the shelter from the coming storm of the wrath of a sin-avenging God? And when he said to Noah, "I'm going to destroy this earth," it didn't surprise Noah at all. And Noah believed him. And he said, "What must I do?" He said, "Build me an ark. Build you an ark." And Noah said, "Thank you, Lord." Noah didn't argue with him. He believed the Word of God. The foundation of the believer's faith is the Word of God. God revealed to Noah that he's going to destroy this earth, and Noah believed him. In the second place, we note the effects of his faith. What was it? First, he feared God. The Scripture says he feared God. Isn't that a great statement? You know, the fear of God is not upon the average individual today. You'll go through this day without any fear of God upon your heart. Thousands of you who go to church today will go there and come home, go about your business tomorrow with no fear of God upon your heart. Would to God that the fear of God would fall all over the city. Wherever this broadcast is going, there'd be a moving of your heart. If you begin to, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Then being he feared God, he was moved with fear. That is, this led to his obedience to make the ark according to God's orders and according to God's pattern. He was moved with fear. To do what God wants you to do, wanted him to do. My friend, listen. You'll never come to start to begin to obey God until your heart is moved with fear. Then what did he do? He began to build the ark according to God's orders and according to God's pattern. You heard that letter read this morning. No doubt, where it said, the preacher said, "Let me alone. Can I believe what I want to believe?" No, sir. You believe what God says or go to hell. Let me tell you something. Will you listen? God never calls a man to misrepresent him. If you're not preaching God's word, if you're not preaching it with positiveness, as a message from the portals of glory, from the throne of God's grace, God never called you to preach. He never called you to misrepresent him. The Bible is the Word of God. Whether you believe it, whether any man believes it, we are to preach it as it is. To men as they are, without compromise, without a shadow of turning, without varying one hair's breadth from it. My Lord in the heavens is sovereign, eternal, absolute. My God chose me. I didn't choose him. He ordained me, predestinated, me unto salvation in Christ. Call me to salvation in the Son of God. Call me to preach His unsearchable riches of His marvelous grace, that I'm not to vary one hair's breadth from His message. It's a message from heaven. It's a message from the heart of God to your heart, warning you that as the world was once destroyed by water, it'll be destroyed by fire. Listen to God's word. Listen here in 2 Peter. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking far and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. My friend, that's God's message. That's God's warning. And Abraham believed God, but you won't believe Him. If you would believe God at this moment, that this earth is under the judgment of God, and every sinner out of Christ is under the wrath of a sin-avenging God, and that if you do not know Him as your Lord and your Savior, you, my friend, you are under the wrath of Jehovah God, waiting the day of judgment when you shall be destroyed from the presence of God and the holy angels, and be cast into the lake of fire where there is no endless eternity. Listen, friend, if you believe that, you'd begin to cry unto God for mercy right now. But you don't believe it. You laugh at it. So did the world in Noah's day. Then in the third place, we see why He built this ark. For the saving of His house. The condemning of the world. And because He was the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Let's remember one thing. Before Noah started building the ark, he was a saved man. Somehow or another, I believe Noah built that ark entirely by he and his family. Yes, I do. How long did it take him? He had 120 years of grace to offer the world. So we see in this verse of Scripture that if Noah had not prepared this ark in obedience to God's command, he would have perished with the rest of the world. But he believed God and moved with fear, knowing that he would perish if he did not obey God. My friends, when an individual is moved with fear, there begins his obedience unto Jehovah God. I want you to notice this was God's way of preserving Noah and his family. That's right. And back of all of Noah's obedience was the power of God. He believed that God was able to do what He said He would do. If you read the record in Genesis, the 6th and 7th chapters, prayerfully and carefully, and I advise you to do it, you'll find that the ark had neither mast, nor sail, nor rudder, nor steering wheel. What a ship to brave a storm that was to break upon the earth. A storm of the floods of waters. And here he was to build an ark. Build it according to God's orders. but we do not find that it had a mast, or sail, or rudder, or steering wheel. How dependent he was upon Jehovah God. It was only the power of God that kept this frail boat from being broken to pieces upon the mountain sides or from sinking. Every saint who's listening to me today, know how helpless you are. You know how dependent you are. One day, you fell at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ and crowned Him Lord of your heart. And there you lay in the dust of repentance, helpless, hopeless, doomed, and damned. You did. You could not forgive yourself. You could not deliver yourself. You could not pardon yourself. You could not lift yourself by your bootstraps. You were utterly dependent upon the Lord Jesus Christ. When He saved you, it was a happy moment. But as the days came and went by, you found that you were just as helpless. You had no way of protecting yourself against the enemies of the world. And that's right. Today you are just as dependent upon Him as you can be. My friend, is that so in every Christian life? We use the means that God gives us to preserve us, trusting everything into His hands. But for the power of God, we'd be killed shortly. But how gracious it is that God gives us faith to trust Him and believe His word. That's the only way we can please Him. That is by faith. Sitting alone in my office yesterday, this great truth dawned upon my heart that the God that I served was a sovereign, eternal God. And this great verse of Scripture came flooding into my soul. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you to bring forth fruit. Your fruit shall stand. And whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, He'll grant. I sat there and reveled in that Scripture that if God called me, chose me, ordained me, I was in the hands of an eternal God, in the hands of an almighty God, an omnipotent God. I had nothing to fear. That's the way Noah felt. And so he was moved with fear to the building of that ark for the saving of his house. My friend, a mother lay dying. And as she was dying, she said to her husband, "Daddy, are they all in?" And he said, "Yes, darling, they're all here. Don't you see them around the bed? That's not what I mean, Daddy. Are they all in? Are they all in, Daddy?" He said, "Well," said, "they're right here by the bedside." She said, "That isn't what I mean. Are they in the ark? Are they in Christ?" That old ark was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a question, friend. The storm clouds are gathering. You may not believe it, but they are. How many days of grace you have this side of hell, I do not know. But, oh, my friend, the storm clouds are gathering. Are you in? Father, are you in? Mother, are you in? Children, are you in? Grandchildren, are you in? Do you know Christ? Listen, multitude, are you in? Individually, are you in? I leave that with you. Don't laugh at it. There'll come a day when you can't laugh it off. You'll laugh it to your own damnation.
Christ died for sinners. He is the ark of safety. Are you hid within? My, my, my. How wonderful, how marvelous to know him whom to know aright is the life eternal. Yes, we see that Noah by faith built this ark, built it according to God's orders. Build your life according to God's orders. Fall at his feet. Crown him as Lord. Listen to his word. Believe him and be saved. Christ died for sinners. Do you know him?
This brings to the close another Voice of Truth message by the late Pastor L.R. Shelton, Sr., and this is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Missions, where the gospel goes out on a regular basis over many, many of these gracious stations, the old-time, old-fashioned gospel that we call the Old Trailblazer broadcast and all the Voice of Truth broadcast, which is this broadcast. And the message you heard today was serving by faith. Earlier on, we saw the just shall live by faith, worshiping by faith, walking by faith. And we played you last week, we played you that gracious song, Faith is a Victory. We have 9 of those gracious CDs by our late choir. And we'd be glad to quote you a price on the whole set. But the message you heard today was serving by faith. You know that it takes grace to serve the Lord. It takes grace for me, the old trailblazer, to come here day by day. The Lord has to furnish that grace. Oh, my friend, you ever have a dilemma where you don't know what to pray for? Pray for the old trailblazer. Pray for Pastor Shin Pendarvis here. Pray that the Lord will give him grace and strength to go forth and faith to get up every morning and come out here to the office, get ready for the services on Sunday night and Wednesday night and other time. We need faith, don't we? And we're not talking about these fellows that turn your faith loose. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about that quiet talking to the Lord, that quiet meditating out there on the back porch, like I often say, looking up at the starry sky, said Pastor Trailblazer, thank the Lord for the blessing he's given you. Would you do that? Would you pray for me? And then help me with the broadcast. These messages cost money. I told you, a lady called me the other day and said, Trailblazer, you mean those messages, those broadcasts cost money? You mean they charge you to broadcast? Yes, ma'am, they sure do. But I praise the Lord for every one of you that's been helping. And remember, the message was serving by faith. And it was by the late Pastor L.R. Shelton. Our mailing address here is Radio Missions, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my phone number is area code 225-664-8658. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.